December 17, Deuteronomy 2, 26, 29, 35, 43. Jesus says, "Incredulity is one of the worst plagues of this time of misfortune of yours. You do not believe in the words of faith, or believe in them in the way which pleases you, relative and accommodated to your manner of life. You do not believe in God with simplicity and firmness. You discuss, quibble, and measure with your measures regarding what is infinite, and you succeed in going so far as to deny, because you are unable to explain. You deny God's power entirely, for you do not admit that God can raise up saints even from the stones, and give speech to mute souls. God does what he wants, and to confound the proud he takes the little ones, and makes them great, for he enters into them, and becomes their all. You deny the miracle, that is, you admit those miracles which are convenient for you. You say that the others and they are no less great, because of the fact that they are spiritual cannot be possible. Well, would you place limitations on me? Did I perhaps ask you for advice and approval in order to act? Did I ask you for help? No. The goodwill of my servants is enough to prompt the miracle which you deny of turning a non-entity into a servant of mine. I do not ask you, O denying Pharisees, for your cooperation, and I don't need it. Remember this and be less incredulous and proud. Lower your proud heads, and thus allow your spirits to rise. God, seeing that you believe in Him humbly and tenaciously, will grant you the miracle of the transformation of your hearts, full of human impediments, into a heart which faith reconsecrates. Never be afraid of the One who is your Father. Always love Him and bless Him, for He has only an infinite love for you which feels compassion over everything and forgives, provided He sees an upright intention in you. But it is this that you lack. All your actions bear a seed which is not upright. As rare as black pearls are the creatures whose intentions have a single purpose. The glory of God, with no concern for human esteem. It is for this reason, that I do not listen to your words, giving you back, in equal measure, what you do to me by not listening to my words. And as long as you remain the perverse generation which you are, the enemy of God, and of the Spirit and a friend of flesh and blood, and of the instigator of flesh and blood, you will not enjoy true peace. True, not illusory like the stasis of a chronic malady which is nothing but the hidden gathering of new toxins destined to overflow later into the blood, to aggravate the fatal malady increasingly your peace is just the same. It is nothing but the gathering of forces for future, more demoniacal wars. I told you, and had my holy mother and my servants to whom the future was revealed tell you this. But you deny the miracle, you deny the revelation, you deny God. What do you not deny? You deny everything which is not the fruit of your pride, and you act not according to the lights which come from above, but according to the fumes emerging from your being, inflamed by pride, incited by overbearance, bedeviled by the threefold lust. And I, who bend over like a father, who am love for those faithful to me, cannot bless your designs, and be the ruler over your enterprises. And, remember this, those who do not have God with them perish. I, as a compliment to all my suffering, I distinctly see Mary most holy entirely dressed in black. Entirely. Veil, dress, and mantle. She is moving, with a face of limitless sadness, as if through a garden. I say garden, because there are flowers, but I don't see actual flowers. There are flowers and paths. I see nothing else. Our Lady is bending to pick flowers. I add, to explain better, that a hurricane seems to have fallen upon that place, for the grass and flowers are partly broken, and partly bent into the mud on the path. Mary gathers the broken ones, and kisses them, and pushes aside the ones bent into the mud, but does not pick them. And she is crying. She replies to a mental question of mine. These are the souls of priests against whom the world and Satan have raged and are raging, particularly in these times. The broken ones are those slain by the hatred of the world. The martyrs of this century I gather them, and take them to heaven, because I am the mother of the priesthood and take my sons, out of the horror into the light which they have merited. I gather them into my mantle, to pour out this holy carpet of flowers at the foot of God's throne. The others are the priests who have let themselves be bent, for the sake of human utility or quietism, when it is not a case of a boiling up of pride, by events or doctrines which strip them of their protective armor. They have lost the temper which the priestly character infused into them, and have become pliant to human winds to the point of staining their florid silk with the mire of the earth. I weep over the pain of the former, and the error of the latter. But my weeping over the former changes into eternal pearls destined for their crowns. over the latter, it is only pain which would like to save them, and cannot unless first it is they who weep over themselves. It is the greatest sorrow of my sorrows as the universal mother, over her children who offend my firstborn, who died to give life to all my children. In these days, in which my rejoicing as the mother of God is renewed, the world manages to change my robe of snow-white joy into a robe of mourning, by killing my priests or their souls, a twofold death without hope. Pray and suffer to help the martyrs, and save the blameworthy.